This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, and it's taking a look back at this past year. We've got a special guest in the studio, Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. Mark, always good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
And joined also in the studio today by the university's communications director, Jane Torres. Jane, nice to have you here.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
And we are here to even though we're into the new year, this past year was an incredibly busy and productive time at the university. And we're going to look through what are considered kind of the top 10 stories from this past year here at the University of Nevada, Reno. Talk a little bit about there's some academic programs, some research programs, some things that impacted our community and the business community. So let's go ahead, Mark. I'm going to lead off the number one story on the list as determined by a process of looking at all the things that happened this past year. The university's new earthquake engineering lab had its grand opening back middle of the summer here.
It's a very big deal for the University of Nevada, Reno and the entire Northern Nevada community. The Civil Engineering Earthquake Laboratory Research Program has been going on for 30 years. And continuously through time, we've been expanding the facilities, the faculty, and the support for this program, which are all fundamental needs for a strong research program, which also gives opportunities for students to do research. The Earthquake Laboratory is a very special, internationally renowned operation here at the university. Anytime a major project is being done to test a bridge, to test highway components or components within buildings, you will see researchers from around the country and around the world, especially Japan and China, participating along with us. This earthquake laboratory has given us real international reputation for research and high impact. If we turn to Jane here for a moment to think about the broad communication impact and the marketing impact that this announcement brought to the Northern Nevada community.
You know, we are seeing the quality of the university increasingly growing and improving over time, and with that comes reputational improvement. And the Earthquake Engineering Lab has been key to that. It's from a media perspective, it's seen international attention. One of the highlights for our group this year is it was profiled on the Today Show. And so it's wonderful to have it, you know, to have those stories happen where it talks both about the Earthquake Engineering Lab and our expertise in engineering, but you really start to even see that shadow of our expertise in seismology as well.
All right, let's move on to number two, students' perseverance, academic success, civic engagement. It's some things that sparked national recognition. Let's talk about, we had a particular individual that really kind of highlighted that for us this year.
Yes, we have a wonderful senior student here who's spent her entire college career at the University of Nevada, Reno. She comes to us from Las Vegas. Her name is Ivan Padilla Rodriguez. She's really a standout student. She's a good student. She's been very actively engaged in the community. She uses theater to communicate with elementary children who are of lower income, and she uses theater to build confidence in young people to let them know that they can develop their personalities and they can attend school and succeed. She's done all this while maintaining a very high grade point average. She has multiple majors in history and theater and other liberal arts areas. In 2014, she won a national scholarship award, one of the very high ones, the Truman Scholarship. And at the same time, she was recognized by Glamour magazine as one of their top 10 college women for the year 2014. And part of that recognition allowed her to do one of her undergraduate research posters on Capitol Hill in the Capitol building to be viewed by people around the nation.
Pretty remarkable stuff.
She's certainly remarkable in herself, but we have many students on this campus who have learned that by coming to the University of Nevada, Reno, they can develop their talents in a very, very high fashion and be nationally competitive.
Yeah, Mark's absolutely right. This is a place of just amazing student success stories, but Yvonne is, she is without a doubt a special young lady and absolutely inspiring. And she doesn't mind telling that at one point in her high school year, her senior year of high school, she was homeless. She and her family were homeless. So she's really an example of a student who absolutely doesn't let adversity get in the way. And I think she sets a model for really all of us, not just for our students, but all of us.
Coming up to number three here on our list, a university professor verifies the first folio of Shakespeare, and there's a 2016 British exhibit that he's going to curate. Talk about that.
Yes, Professor Eric Rasmussen, who happens to be chair currently of the Department of English, has developed, again, a worldwide reputation as a Shakespeare scholar. He's actually co-edited works of compendiums of Shakespeare plays that, along with British experts. He took a trip to France this year and was asked as an expert on first folios of Shakespeare works, and there are just a few of them left in the world. And he went to France and looked over this folio and said, by golly, this is one of the original hand-scribed copies of all of Shakespeare's plays.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. We're in the studio with Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. Also alongside is communications director Jane Torres from the university. We're talking about the top 10 stories this past year. And number four here on the list, university welcomes the largest student population ever. And this has been a growing trend.
Yes, it's growing and actually accelerating trend. For a couple of years recently, we've had 2% increase in our number of students, last year 3.2%, and in 2014, 6.2%. So we've just been accelerating in the recognition of students who identify the University of Nevada, Reno as the place to go to college and realize their dreams. Not only have we nearly crossed the 20,000 student number as far as headcount, number of students at the university, but we've also reached records in 2014 for the highest retention rate from freshman to sophomore we've ever had, the highest graduation rate we've ever had, the highest proportion of our students coming from underrepresented ethnic backgrounds. We've also crossed a number of other very high levels of performance. Virtually every performance metric at the university that was measured in 2014 is at a record level.
And we expect these trends just to continue. There's no sign of this letting up, right?
No signs that it's going to let up anytime soon. So, and we are adjusting to make sure that we have the capacity to handle in a quality way a growing student enrollment.
All right. That's number four. Let's move on to number five, the Nevada Advanced Autonomous Systems Innovation Center, NASIC. Aiming to spur autonomous systems development, it received a $3 million grant, state funding this year.
That $3 million came from the Knowledge Fund, which is distributed by the Governor's Office of Economic Development. They put out grants to universities to stimulate commercialization, which will create jobs. And at the University of Nevada, Reno, we have focused on NASIC, as you've described, which is an advanced manufacturing research center that will be working very closely with industry to help commercialize university intellectual properties and get them available to consumers in the community and commercialize through private companies. The Governor's Office of Economic Development is working on a new version of the economic development plan for the state of Nevada. And one of the features will be a focus on developing advanced manufacturing in northern Nevada. So the development of NASIC here a couple of years ago and continuous development will put the university at a very critical position in helping the state meet its economic development objectives of advanced manufacturing in northern Nevada.
You know, as the university has been accelerating expertise in advanced autonomous systems, we saw another important story this year, and that was when the FAA designated the state of Nevada as one of the test sites for drones, which is a very important industry aspect within advanced autonomous systems. So you put those two together, the university's expertise that we're developing with that FAA designation, and together I think it becomes an even more important story for our region.
We're talking about big economic stories and kind of this year of a turnaround in northern Nevada, in our statewide, really. Then the next story is the Tesla Gigafactory being announced and how the university has embraced that.
The Governor's Office of Economic Development, the governor himself, and many individuals worked diligently for a very long period of time to attract Tesla to build their Gigafactory right here in northern Nevada. We have visited with officials of Tesla at the university here, and they will actually be coming to tour the university in February to look at opportunities for workforce development through more engineers and scientists and business folks coming from the university and being employed at Tesla. Tesla's going to hire a lot of people, and they've said they're going to need hundreds of engineers and business folks. So we're looking forward to forming a bond with Tesla to create lots of opportunities for students at the University of Nevada, Reno to go to work there, as well as team up with their researchers in energy storage technology.
And this is Beyond the Headlines on K1R. David Stipik with Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno, and communications director Jane Torres from the university here. Let's look at number 7 on our top 10 stories of the year from this past year here on the university campus. Number 7, the Delamere Science and Engineering Library. It was named one of the most interesting makerspaces in America. Now, that's a new term for me, makerspace, but let's talk about what that means and that honor.
A makerspace is exactly what it says, is that students or other individuals can come into a place where there are tools available to actually build prototypes of new products. And these days, the method of learning in engineering and science and other fields is to actually do hands-on learning by building things. And you need a makerspace with tools in order to do that. We start our engineers in their freshman year, for example, taking the very introductory course in engineering where they will be responsible for design, understanding materials, understanding mechanics. They actually have a project to build a hovercraft. The engineering library is outfitted with 3D printers and laser cutters and the like, so that the students actually have tools and spaces to come together, work on problems, design products, and then make the products in prototype in this library. The University of Nevada, Reno is a hands-on learning place because we think that the more hands-on learning we do builds the confidence in the students that they can actually do something with their degree.
And number 8, the Concrete Canoe Team, again, a top honor, won the nationals. 16 engineering students. The university continues to kind of dominate these competitions over the last 5 or so years. This is a little bit different, out of the classroom type of experience when they actually get these things in the water, but it takes a whole team to make this happen.
It does, and this is an example, again, of the hands-on learning that happens at the university because we have faculty advisors that are willing to spend their time to work with groups of students to international competitions, and they win. So the Concrete Canoe Contest is one that more than 400 universities participate in across the country, and this year we came out number one in the competition, the second time in the last few years that we've come out number one. We've been in the top 5 for quite a number of years, but it's not just the engineers. We also have our neuroscience students winning national competitions. Our parliamentary debate team this year, out of 189 participating colleges, took home the sweepstakes trophy as the best debate team in the country. And this might be a time for Jane to come in and say what kind of impact that these national announcements have on bringing recognition to Northern Nevada.
Well, reputation matters. It matters for the university. It matters for our region. And being known for a region that has a high-quality university and is producing the kinds of students that we're producing, that's important for us all. So certainly this presents an opportunity for us to tell a story that ends up being told on a national stage. The Concrete Canoe Competition, it's important to remember that it's much more than just getting out there and racing the canoes. These students design these canoes. They work with the concrete. I mean, they're really doing some very advanced work. And when you talk to the students, they'll talk about the opportunity it presents in terms of being able to network with professionals in the community. It's really amazing because it hits on so many cylinders. It's much more than just the racing the canoes on the lake that we see. It's really a multifaceted opportunity for the students and for the university. We talked a minute ago about our growing student enrollment and what's contributing to that. And one of the factors that we know, because our students tell us this, it's about the overall student experience and that the university really does value learning not just in the classroom but out of the classroom. And these students who want to take on leadership roles or join academic competitions of this kind, those opportunities are open to them. And I have to say, Mark, behind these kinds of competition teams are our faculty members who very often are doing this on a volunteer basis in terms of mentoring these teams and spending a lot of time with them.
And as you mentioned, this is just one team out of a number of teams, student teams throughout the year that have been award winners, ranked highly in various competitions or actually outright won them. A lot of pride for the Wolfpack being represented throughout the country in a lot of competitions by our students. Let's go to number 9 and 10. We'll finish this up. Number 9 is a kind of a developing story. Elusive dark matter may be detected with GPS satellites. We've got a university physicist who has proposed a new method, and that's in the Nature Physics article. I know we're not going to talk a lot about this, but again, research being highlighted by some of the best in the nation.
What many people don't know is all the different kinds of research projects going on at this university. And this University of Nevada, Reno is a recognized nationally as a research university, and we do both basic and applied research, translational research, all the way to commercialization. Some of our scientists deal with very basic sciences in physics and chemistry and medicine that are fundamental in developing new principles that can be commercialized maybe 10 years down the line.
This is also an example of work that happens at the university that captures the attention of the scientific community around the world. That was definitely the case with this particular finding.
The researcher's name again?
Andrei Derevenko.
All right. We'll be looking for more from him and his colleague on this particular topic in the coming months and I'm sure over the course of time here. Let's move on to number 10, final top 10 item here, University Psychology Researchers. Again, an award, Illusion of the Year. Talk about that, Mark, for just a moment.
We have a developing neuroscience unit here, which is a combination of researchers and teachers in psychology, biology, and the School of Medicine, who are working on the nature of the brain in terms of memory, in terms of visualization and things of that nature. And like any professional society, they run competitions so that students have an opportunity to really put their minds to a problem, solve the problem, and then enter a national competition. And this year, one of our psychology researchers won the Illusion of the Year Award at a national convention.
Jane, let me bring you back in for just a second. We're wrapping up our top 10 here for the university stories from 2014. When you get a story like this, which is the Illusion of the Year, that's outside the kind of normal course of maybe different types of academic research, does it provide opportunities to tell different stories about the university?
You know, it absolutely does, Dave. This would be an example of, again, an arena in which the university is just building amazing expertise. This is the arena of neurosciences. So our job is how to tell these stories and how to tell them in a way that it catches people's attention and interest. And telling the broad story about neurosciences might not be as compelling as being able to go into that story talking about this competition win that this particular student had. So it definitely creates a way that we can tell a larger, broader story about the university and hopefully help our community better understand the caliber of work that's happening here.
And you have this graduate student, Christopher Blair, who wins this award and, again, highlights the quality, the caliber of a student here at the University of Nevada, Reno in a different arena.
Right. Yeah. A high-caliber student working in a high-caliber research program. Right. Another hallmark of our university is that our students, our undergraduate students and graduate students, but I'll speak to our undergraduate students, if they're interested in research, they have the opportunity to do research and to be working really side by side with our researchers in their laboratories. That's something that we may take for granted, but that doesn't happen in all university settings. But it is something that's very open to our students and is part of that student experience that we're creating.
So we've talked about the top 10, kind of this official list that's been put together of the major stories of the year from the University of Nevada, Reno for 2014. Mark, I want to give you just a kind of final chance to sum up not just those stories, but overall, what do you take away from this past year? And what are some of the moments of pride and highlights that you've seen in the community and worldwide, really, from this university?
I would say the highlights can be all brought together in the term quality. We have weathered a very difficult economic time at this university with a momentum that seems not to be broken. We're growing in our student numbers at a record rate. Our research is coming out at a record rate. And our communication with the community is of a very high quality as well. We've just finished a master plan for the campus, which will outline where we are moving physically for the next 10 years. We teamed up with the planning department of the city of Reno and the Regional Transportation Commission to rise to the call of how can the university be connected with its community? How can downtown and Reno be connected with the university in a very high-quality way so that we can support not only the economic development of the community, but the quality of life of the community? And we've taken this on very seriously. So I would say the quality of our educational programs and the hands-on programs are attracting students. The quality of our research is bringing international recognition to Northern Nevada. And our outreach to the community is stronger than we think it ever has been. And as a result, this is a university with great momentum.
All right. Well, with that, the look back at 2014, we'll move on to 2015 and more great stories to come. This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. First of all, thanks to our communications director from the university, Jane Torres. Thanks for sitting in and filling in some of the gaps and helping us out today.
Yes, thank you, Dave. It's great to be here.
And, of course, Dr. Mark Johnson. Mark, always good to have you here, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. Thanks for coming by, and all the best in this coming brand new year we're just starting off with.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you and all of your listeners.